Hi, I'm just listening with great interest to the discussion of sexism and feminism about Hillary. I worked for a very large male-dominated organization, and I totally agree with these commenters. But let me say, tokenism does not foster sisterhood. And the puzzlement over why high-level women don't help younger women, I think, can be explained to a great extent by that. If there's only one spot, then you're not going to see a lot of helping hands reaching down. My name is Phyllis Erickson from Nassau.
Hi, this is Cardin Rabin from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And I'm just calling because, you know, I'm listening to, I believe, the first part of the roundtable, Alan and Rosemary and some others, and they're talking about the viability of Bernie Sanders. And Alan's pointing out that, you know, with young people, Bernie's really resonating, and the others, especially the, are pointing out that the Republicans want him to be the nominee because they're going to make him out to be a commie pinko, and that the word socialism is a terrible word. And I just want to say that as someone who's 31 and a progressive, that the word socialist is not a terrifying word to those who are really, as far as I can tell, under 40 or even under 50. And so I just want to bring up that there is a disconnect between the perspective of the panel and perhaps the perspective of a large voting bloc in the United States.
Hello, this is Rick Van den Heuvel calling from Rosendale, New York. I'm calling about Dr. Herb London's commentary about anti-Semitism in this country. One of the reasons why there is so much of that going on, and I hear people are angry, is because of the way the Palestinians are being treated in Israel. And that is one of the biggest sources of anger and frustration. And it gives the Arab world a great reason to find dissatisfaction and hatred of Israelis or the state of Israel. It would be a different story, I think, if there was a much better relationship. I think there would be less anti-Semitism around in the world today.
This is Audrey St. Mark. I live in Oppenheim. My first professional career was journalism, including several years with the Associated Press in Oregon. I mention this because I remember covering the same issue in Southern Oregon about federal lands to feed cattle. This longevity makes me wonder if other states have similar questions about grazing on private lands. And if so, what an interesting national story it could be.